Hello, I'm Philip McVeigh, and I'm with Ron and Robin Garriga, and we are in the midst of our generosity campaign called Will You Grow? We're taking each word of that campaign each week. Last week it was will, today it's you. And so when we hear the word you, I'm imagining that people are thinking all kinds of different people in their head. But Ron and Robin, what do we mean when we say you?
You is an individual. And what we're asking for in the Will You Grow generosity campaign is that we're asking folks to just take a self-reflection, take a look at what you're doing in your opportunity to tithe and what you intend to do in your next steps for tithing. So when I think about you, I think about an individual opportunity for self-reflection and what we're dealing with in this campaign.
Okay. But it's all of you, not just you or you. It's the...
Well said, Robin.
Because, some of us all.
Yeah, because nothing can be done by just one person. Right. It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a congregation to lead our ministry support. So we are asking each individual to look at themselves and to have this opportunity during this experience for self-reflection, self-study, go to the Bible, take advantage of the verses that you shared with us throughout this generosity campaign, and make it an opportunity for you individually on where you want to grow in this aspect of giving to the church.
Thank you. In the Deuteronomy teaching, they said it was important to repeat teachings and to have the conversations with your children and grandchildren. And I wonder if you're thinking that we should have these conversations in our home long before Commitment Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Robin, I'll let you share how we did that with our children.
When our daughter was younger, if she got money for her birthday or whatever, we tried to teach her, you know, what the tithe was and explain that difference and encouraged her to give to the church and to other things. And sometimes she was made fun of by her peers as she got a little bit older, but it's a good, if you can do anything and instill that in your children as they're younger, then they'll, as young adults, they'll know what God expects of them.
You know, when you first asked that question, I was thinking, well, you remind us all the time about things. So what's the difference in us reminding our children about this? You are our spiritual leader as our church family. We are our spiritual leader to our children and our home. So it is very important for us to talk about these things as a family. Mm-hmm. We want to carry on the legacy, the tradition of the importance of tithing for the kingdom of God.
Mm. Well, if you had one thing to say to the congregation this week about the word you, what would you say to our congregation? What is it you might want them to do differently this year?
When I think about what I want our congregation to think about, it's something I think that you're probably already thinking about often, and that is, think about the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior gave for us. And how all the many blessings that we have are because of Him. Please take the time to know where you are in your opportunity for giving and know that those resources will be put to good use for God's kingdom.
Thank you, thank you. Well, let's end like we've ended on the first 2 weeks with that question to the congregation.
Absolutely. Will you grow with us?
Good morning. A reading from Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 9. These are the commands, decrees, and regulations that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you. You must obey them in the land you are about to enter and occupy, and you and your children and grandchildren must fear the Lord your God as long as you live. If you obey all his decrees and commands, You will enjoy a long life. Listen closely, Israel, and be careful to obey. Then all will go well with you, and you will have many children in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Listen, O Israel. The Lord is our God, the Lord alone. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road and when you're going to bed and when you're getting up. Tie them to your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Kevin, for the reading from Deuteronomy. My daughter, Mallory, was our oldest daughter, and she started babysitting. And we had a family conversation about giving to the Lord and giving to the church, and she decided to give a tithe of her babysitting money to God's work. The babysitting did not go as planned the following year, and I will never forget Mallory pulling me aside and said, "Dad, is there any way I can get out of this commitment?" Well, we are here today to further explore, will you grow? And we want everybody to hear this message, will you grow? I shared last week how when I was a senior high student in high school, I never got that last growth spurt. And so I'm not bitter about that at all, but I made it up to about 5'9". And then I stopped at 5'9". And several of the people leaving worship last week said such encouraging words to me as they left, like, "Oh, you're going to get shorter and shorter and shorter." Thank you for that encouragement. But actually, this was just a bit of an opening story to just share. You know, growing in height is just one dimension of growing. We spend our whole life growing. And so what we're seeking to do here is growing in our walk with the Lord, growing in our generosity. And I want to thank so many in our congregation that have been generous toward Panama City and neighboring areas in response to Hurricane Michael. Several of you have gone on teams, you've made trips, you've helped as you could help. Many of you have given financially. Thank you for doing that. We actually have a way to give through the conference now that goes directly to the churches affected and helps pay pastors' salaries. They are in great peril because their normal church right now is just not normal at all. And so we can help. Designate on your checks conference hurricane relief, and that will help these churches affected. But thank you for growing in generosity, and even in the recent weeks in response to Hurricane Michael. Our challenge is to look to the new year and to all grow in response to the new year. And one question that was asked last week, I'll just keep in front of us, is the question, will you commit to make a commitment? This is not the Sunday to make commitments at the altar, but it's coming in a couple of weeks. And so the question is, will we commit to make a commitment? Will we honor the Lord as we move into 2019 and make a commitment to make a commitment? Now, our church historically has only had about half of our congregation make estimate of giving commitments for the next year. We have a lot of people that give without making that commitment. I'm going to ask you and challenge us to rethink that this year. Could we move from 50% to 100%? Where we offer our commitments up to the Lord. And like Mallory said in that story I opened with, Dad, is there any way to get out of this? If things don't go as planned next year, you can always call the church. And if you have something happen that you didn't see happening, you can always make an adjustment. But our challenge and our invitation is to make a commitment across the board. Be a stronger church. Be a stronger church. We want to ask the question about will. Last week we looked at this word, this one simple word. We can grow, but will we? There's a difference between can, having the potential to grow, and actually growing. So we want to offer ourselves to the Lord and offer our will to grow. Not just have it as a possibility, but that we will grow. Now, this teaching in Deuteronomy today is just so strong. It's a teaching about how it would have been back thousands of years ago. They knew that the children and the grandchildren and the generations to come, they would need good teaching. And so there was encouragement to place these teachings of the Lord on the doorpost, on the gatepost, in the frequent areas, the high traffic areas, post these teachings of the Lord. They must have had, back in the day, attention deficit disorder. Not that we would have anything like that today, would we? We don't need to post reminders. We mean well, but yes, we do need to post reminders. How do you post reminders to yourself? So that's getting at the heart of this teaching. And there's the strongest teaching of all that Jesus quoted in response to what's the greatest commandment. And it's this teaching to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. We give God our whole self. And so in our generosity, we're just acting out on what we've already done. We've given ourselves completely to the Lord. So that's the teaching. I notice here in this particular passage that Kevin read that 12 times there's a reference to either you or your. And that gets us to the subject of today. We're talking to you and to me. It's a very personal thing. And so what we want us to do is to take a look within. Not worry about what other people are doing, but look within what we're doing. What are we going to do in our own family? How are we reflecting generosity in our own family? So the question is to you and to me. It's a very personal thing. Now, these reminders that we put in our path, they are effective. I know that I place a reminder on my door when something is very important. I will place a post-it note on the door as I go out that day, and it will remind me of what I need not to forget. And it is 100% foolproof so far. The stick-it note, the post-it note going out the door each day. We need reminders in our path. This past week, we mailed out a pocket for our phones. I hope you received this, and it has in there the cards about will you grow? There's a reminder, will you? You can, but will you? There's a second week reminder about you, who you is. Will we explore this in our own life and prepare ourselves? And if you did not get one of these, we also mail this out with a brochure. And if you did not get this packet, we'd like to get this for you when you leave today. Pat Gross is going to be in the narthex, and she'll make sure you get the brochure and the phone pocket. They're pretty popular. They're disappearing pretty fast. It's a very practical item, but it's taking us back to Deuteronomy to post reminders of our need to walk with the Lord along our path each day. It's an easy reminder. It's there on our phone. Every time we go to our phone, we're reminded of these principles. So what is the great big invitation today? It's as simple of an invitation as I've ever given. I want to invite you to live out this Deuteronomy passage this week and have the conversations about will you grow in your home, with your spouse, with your children, with your grandchildren. If you are single, you might want to talk to the Lord and just ask, who am I to have these conversations with? But I want to invite us to have these conversations this week. Now, Karen's my wife. We both work. She's a teacher. And so many days I get home late, she gets home late. We don't talk a lot. And we have to schedule times to talk. So Karen and I had a conversation about will you grow? And we're planning on talking about this Tuesday night. We're going to schedule an appointment to talk about will you grow and what our response is going to be to will you grow. We know it will be a tithe. We know it'll be a beyond a tithe. But what are we going to, we haven't had a conversation about 2019, and we're going to have this conversation. So what I'm asking you to do, everyone within Shalimar United Methodist Churches, have this conversation this week. Have it in your home. Have it in your own way, but have the conversation. Teach, listen, hear what God says here in Deuteronomy. Talk about it. Repeat the drill, because repetition's a good thing. Teach, hear, talk. Repeat over and over again. Have this conversation. And you know what we're going to have if we all do this? We're going to have stronger families. Because when you have a conversation about putting God first in your life, that's just what's going to happen. When we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength, we're going to have stronger families. And when we have this conversation throughout the homes of Shalimar United Methodist Church, we're going to have a stronger church. We're going to have stronger homes and a stronger church. And when you have stronger homes and a stronger church, you're going to be able to do more for the kingdom of God. This work that we do is the most important work on the face of the earth. We're teaching people about Jesus. We're teaching people how to be a disciple of Jesus. We are showing compassion to those that need compassion. We're offering ourselves as a church to those that need us. We are offering hope to the hopeless. And we have an opportunity this week to have these conversations in our homes. Stronger families, stronger church, stronger response to the kingdom of God. I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to stop. It's time for us to come to the Lord's table. But I invite us to have those conversations this week.